This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jose Arturo Sanchez Jr. Date of birth is January the 20th, 1991. Case ID number is 2992213. Date of exam 3/31/22. Duration of examination 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Trenton's Medical Center, dated May 30th, 2016, and June the 8th, 2016. COVID-19 status. The claimant denies being exposed to COVID-19 or having had it in the past. He denies having symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, or diarrhea. He has not tested positive for COVID-19 or been around any family members or friends who have had COVID-19. At the present time, he has not received any vaccinations for COVID-19. Precautions were taken to protect both parties involved. Identifying information. This is a 31-year-old divorced and common law married male with four boys who presented to my office for disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of multiple back injuries / herniated disc / chronic back pain and right wrist injury. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in January 2022, where he worked as a construction worker for approximately 13 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a mobile home with his common-law wife. He is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegations. Number one, multiple back injury / herniated disc of the lumbar spine along with chronic lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 2016, he was in a motor vehicle accident and was hit by an SUV on the expressway. Since that time, he has had a stabbing, constant pain in his lumbar sacral back area that radiates down to his left leg. An MRI was performed, which diagnosed a herniated disc 3 millimeters in the L4, L5 area. He also had a 2 millimeter bulging disc at L2-L3, L3, L4, and L5-S1, which were not herniated. He received one epidural steroid shot, which actually made the pain get worse. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time, and his physician is Dr. Iram Garcia. His daily activities include doing lighthouse work, going to the grocery store, cooking, and doing some exercises. Sometimes he'll walk around the house and also does some painting. He does not do the laundry or sleep during the day. The claimant has not seen a chiropractor and has received approximately 2 to 3 months of therapy. At the present time, he's taking Tramadol 100 milligrams QD and Motrin 800 milligrams POQD, which he states does give him some relief. He was diagnosed with multiple bulging discs and a herniated disc the size of 3 millimeters at the L4, L5 area, along with mild radiculitis of the left leg. Allegation number two, right wrist injury. The claimant states that during the same accident in June of 2016, He also injured his right wrist. He was diagnosed with a right wrist triangular contusion with fibrocartilage contusion and lunate bone bruising. The claimant has had no surgery for this condition, and he complains of swelling, comma, warmth, comma, increased pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning. He also complains of a decreased strength in his grip for the right hand. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb 1 to 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. He's right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. His main complaint is that he has a decreased grip and strength of his right hand and states that he does construction work and he needs to be with his full capabilities in order to do that kind of work. As noted earlier, he's on Tramadol and Motrin, which does give him relief. He does home exercises, walks, and sometimes waters the grass. Family history. The father is 57 with diabetes mellitus. His mother died at the age of 25 from epilepsy. Medications, Tramadol 100 milligrams POQD, Motrin 800 milligrams QD. Medical problems, herniated disc of 3 millimeters at the L4, L5 area with stenosis. Right wrist injury in 2016. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. The claimant does smoke marijuana and smoked it in February 2022. He denies taking cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 205 pounds, height 5 feet, 6.5 inches, BP 135 over 91 mmHg, heart rate 70 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 33. General, this is a 31-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/15. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal and Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms of the left lower lumbar sacral back area with tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. However, the claimant does have decreased strength and sensory function of the left lower extremity. Straight leg raise examined the sitting position with 90 degrees bilaterally. However, in the supine position, it was 50 degrees on the right side and 30 degrees on the left side. sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body except for the left lower extremity. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels or toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological exam, grip strength was plus 4 over 5 for the right side and plus 5 over 5 for the left. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal, but was slightly decreased for the left lower extremity. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms of the lumbar sacral back area, especially on the left side. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas except for the right hand, which was plus 4 over 5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move is mildly restricted. He's able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is minor evidence of a small herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine at the L4, L5 area, which may be impinging one of the nerves that radiates down to the left leg. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is grossly normal grip strength bilaterally. However, the claimant's grip strength on the right side was plus 4 over 5 and slightly less than the left. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some minor restricted limitations in his workplace environment. Secondary to mild left radiculitis and also decreased grip strength of the right hand. Probable diagnoses. Number one, multiple back injuries / herniated disc of the lumbar spine and chronic pain. - confirmed with physical examination and MRI. The claimant has a small herniated disc of 3 millimeters, more likely than not compressing the nerves on the left side, and he has a mild radiculopathy of the left lower extremity. Number two, right wrist injury. - the injury appears to have healed. However, the claimant still has a mild decrease in grip of the right hand secondary to the injury and compared to his left hand. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose Arturo Sanchez, Jr.